Well, good Saturday to you. Faith Pocatello Daily here as we dive into God's Word, looking at Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one mind. See, the Apostle Paul is here, is really encouraging the church in Philippi, hey, have the same mind. And he tells the Corinthian church that we have the mind of Christ. And so if God has gifted us the mind of Christ, then it's our responsibility to go, okay, Lord, help me have that mind. Help me see things the way you do. Help me to look at others with the love of God. Help me to see how you long for peace and unity, and that we would have the same love that you have given to us, being one accord and one mind. We have many things to do, and the enemy wants to stop us from being effective. There are many people that we know, many of our neighbors, many of our family members, many of our loved ones and friends, many of the people we come in contact with on a daily basis who are apart from Christ. And so we know that without Christ, there is no hope for them. And so our heart breaks, as we talked about yesterday. We have that tender heart. And so we want to now, what can we do? What can we do? Let's have unity of mind. Let's pray for one another. Let's use the resources that God has given us of one another to reach the world for Christ. But we can't do that if we're bickering and fighting among each other. So let us strive for unity, having the same mind, having one love, and being in unity and full of accord with that one mind. That one purpose is to honor God. So may God richly bless your day. Enjoy Jesus. Go and share life.